potentially some good news about inflation. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 13th day of September. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. In other news, Apple, France, and too much radiation? We'll explain that story. The clock continues to tick down toward a potential strike against U.S. automakers by the UAW, and today we've got an update. Amazon says it will increase contract delivery drivers' pay. Today we're going to share with you where the happiest state in the nation is. JCPenney says they're revamping everything to appeal to the hardworking American family. We've got the Wall Street Report, and you are not tipping as much, or so they say. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you have decided to spend some time with us again today. Want to find us on X, formerly known as Twitter? It's at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, you can find us at Insight on Business. So let's talk a little bit about inflation. Stay with me on this. There's a lot of numbers floating around. So yes, higher fuel prices did increase inflation last month. However, when we take out that volatile number, it looks like moderation might be the new word. The Associated Press is reporting that the Labor Department said the Consumer Price Index rose 3.7% in August from a year ago. That's up from a 3.2% annual pace in July. Yet, stay with me, excluding the volatile food and energy categories, so-called core prices rose 4.3%. That's a step back from 4.7% in July, and it is the smallest increase in nearly 2 years. However, that is still far from the Federal Reserve's 2% target. The Fed is widely expected to skip an interest rate hike at its meeting next week. Wednesday's figures keep the prospect of another rate increase later this year on the table. However, perhaps at its November or December meetings, said economists, because core prices ticked up a bit faster in August than in July. On a monthly basis, consumer prices jumped 0.6% in August. That's the biggest increase in more than a year. Gas prices spiked by nearly 11%, although they have since leveled off. According to the AAA, the average nationwide price at the pump was $3.85 on Wednesday, unchanged, by the way, from a month ago. France is demanding that Apple stop selling the iPhone 12. Why? Well, regulators there say the Apple device emits too much radiation. The company disputed the findings and said the device complies with regulations. The French government agency that manages wireless communications frequencies issued the order after the iPhone 12 recently failed one of two types of tests for electromagnetic waves capable of being absorbed in the body. It's unclear, however, why the phone, which was released way back in late 2020, didn't pass the agency's latest round of tests, and why it was that particular model altogether. What's going on? We don't know. We'll see. Yes, the clock is ticking down on the time when the UAW contracts with the big three Detroit automakers expire. That time, by the way, is 11:59 p.m. on Thursday. That would be tomorrow. The question has been, will the union strike one, two, or all three companies? Well, the AP is now reporting, according to unnamed sources, that the UAW may strike a small number of factories, no doubt to get the attention of Ford, GM, and Stellantis. The people didn't want to be identified because they were not authorized to disclose details until President Sean Fain updates workers. Wall Street ended the day mixed as investors digested the latest inflation numbers, and I'll share those results with you in just a bit. They may drive vans with the Amazon logo, and they may wear Amazon uniforms. However, they are usually not employees of Amazon. If you were with us earlier this month, we made note of that and of the fact that these contract delivery drivers were angry because of their low pay rate. Well, now that might change. The AP is reporting that Amazon announced that the company is boosting pay for these contract employees. The company announced at a conference for delivery firms that it will invest $440 million over the next year to increase pay rates for drivers. It did not disclose how much the bump will be, but said it expects U.S. drivers to earn an average of $20.50 an hour. Many of Amazon's delivery service partners, or DSPs, already pay well above that. The company did not share the minimum pay for drivers across the country. The announcement comes as the International Brotherhood of Teamsters is ramping up its focus on the company's delivery workforce. Since June, dozens of Amazon drivers and dispatchers who work for a California-based delivery firm that the Teamsters unionized back in April have been picketing company warehouses and calling for the retail giant to come to the negotiating table. The company, by the way, also said it will invest an additional $400 million to help provide childcare support and expand educational opportunities for employees who want to take courses at accredited institutions. So the question is, can Amazon afford to do all of this? Well, for context, Amazon's net income for the 12 months that ended June 30 of this year was $13 billion, or a 12.6 increase over last year. Okay, let's talk about being happy. How are you feeling about that? And what state in the U.S. is considered the happiest state? Well, we have news. Travel and Leisure is reporting that Utah comes out on top when it comes to being happy. WalletHub measured all 50 states across 30 different metrics, including depression rates, productivity, income growth, unemployment rates, sports participation rates, work environments, and even down to the state's sleep rate. After compiling the data, WalletHub revealed that Utah came out as the happiest state of all, specifically noting that the state also has the highest volunteer rate at 40.7%. which, by the way, is 2.6 times higher than in Florida, which happens to be the state with the lowest volunteer rate. The data suggests that helping others can really make you happier in the process. Utah also clocked in with the lowest separation and divorce rate in the nation. Hawaii came in as the second happiest state, followed by Maryland, Minnesota, and New Jersey, rounding out the top five. All five of the states scored in high marks for emotional and well-being category, as well as community and environment. Now you know where to go to be happy. Oh, by the way, the least happy state went to West Virginia, which scored last in emotional and well-being and in work environment and came in at the 33rd spot for community and environment. But meanwhile, back to Utah. In a related story from the world of politics, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah has announced he will not seek re-election in 2024, just so you know. JCPenney, remember them? You know, that company's been through a rough year, and department stores nationwide have been through the ringer. However, now JCPenney says it may have found a way to turn the corner. Fox News is reporting that the 121-year-old department store is trying to revive its businesses by focusing on working families, who it sees as its core customer. As the current economy weighs on American wallets and the retail industry in general, CEO Mark Rosen said, hey, we're going to really focus on the hardworking American family. How are they doing that? Well, they've been revamping their product offerings, making sure it's a cheaper alternative to other department stores in an effort to boost customer frequency. With the right product portfolio, Rosen said that JCPenney shoppers won't have to trade off between fashion and value. And he added that they won't have to cut back as much on discretionary spending, a trend that's accelerated over the past few years as inflation weighs on households. The former Walmart and Levi Strauss executive said that JCPenney's revamped product portfolio, which includes 25 relaunched private label brands, has proven successful for its customer base, which he once again described as the hardworking American family. Meanwhile, in New York, Wall Street closed the trade mixed as investors digested the latest information on inflation. The Dow fell by 70 points to settle at 34,575, while the NASDAQ picked up 39 points to close at 13,813, and the S&P 500 added 5 points to end the session at 44.67. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was flat at $88.85 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about you and how much you are not tipping. For months, consumers signaled that the gratitude and generosity many exhibited early in the pandemic are giving way to tipping fatigue. It now appears the persistence of touchscreens and apps in suggesting 18 or 20% add-ons has tipped the scales against gratuities. Toast, a digital platform for restaurants, found that the average gratuity at full-service restaurants dropped 19.4%, and that happens to be the lowest level in years. Unfortunately, servers and other tipped employees who can earn as little as $2.13 an hour are paying the price for every business that requested self-checkout tips. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.